Much cooler, high 56. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
It is Tuesday afternoon. That means it's All Things Insurance this hour between 5 and 6. And Dan, the Insurance Man, is here to answer your questions, give you the information you need, and lots more. And he'll be giving you the phone number to call him. And that means on the air and at his office as well. Dan, good to see you.
Hey, AJ. Thanks so much. And good afternoon, Jacksonville. If you're on your way home, drive safely. The traffic was already starting to build. It was cloudy. It was overhanging. And it was already starting to get a little on the rainy side.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Florida this afternoon.
Nope. So drive. So if you're on the road, drive safe. I got a lot of interesting topics today. We're going to talk a little bit about Medicare. Medicare doesn't release their information. You would think that Medicare would release the upcoming year's information a little bit more timely. We're halfway through the Medicare enrollment window, and they just now released the 2020 dollar numbers for the Part B premium and the Part B medical deductible. They just released all these numbers just the other day, and we're halfway through the enrollment window.
Wow, you think they would have done that before?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The enrollment window opened.
Exactly. You would think that they would be able to release these numbers before you go into the enrollment window, so that you have the actual numbers that you need to look at when you're making a decision.
Mm-hmm. What's the good news? Sorry, I had to ask.
Well, the good news is, I guess it's good news is in the eye of the beholder in this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that there's apparently going to be a 1.6% rate increase to everybody's Social Security check.
Well, every bit helps.
Every little bit helps. There's the positive. There's a little bit of a silver lining. Here's a little bit of tarnish.
All right, here it comes.
The tarnish is that your Medicare Part B premium, that's the amount that's deducted out of your Social Security check, is going up 6.7%.
Ouch.
Which means that instead of paying $135.50 per month out of your Social Security check, it's going to go to $144.60.
So we're getting a little raise, but they're getting more of a raise.
Yes, that's correct. And then for anybody who has to worry about the Part B medical premium, which is anybody who's in a supplement plan that doesn't cover that, which is basically an F plan, which has now been grandfathered in, that has gone up another 6.7%. So instead of 185 for 2020, that number is going to be $198.
Right there at almost 200. Wow.
Yep. So that went up $13, and of course 135 to 144.60. That's $9.60.
So that affects more of the folks that are on original Medicare with a supplement.
No, it affects everybody. It doesn't matter what you're on, whether you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, a supplement, or original Medicare. That Part B.
Well, the Part B affects everyone, right?
Right. That's going to come out. The Part B medical deductible are only people who have certain supplement plans or original Medicare.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. But that was a two-part stage there.
Yes.
But the original part with the Part B, now that affects everyone. That's what we should all understand. Okay.
That's correct. So nobody who's on Medicare is going to get out from paying that Part B premium unless they make below the federal poverty level, in which case they would qualify for a Medicaid program, and then Medicaid, the Florida State Medicaid program, pays that Part B premium on that person's behalf.
Right. So it actually doesn't affect their Social Security payment then.
Correct. Correct. It's officially, it's taken out and then it's put right back in again. Mm-hmm. So it's just confusing how the government does it. But from a person's standpoint, you know, that money's inside their Social Security check every month. It's direct deposited into their bank account.
So those that are more in need, that have a lower income threshold as they retire, Medicaid works in conjunction with Medicare.
Because correct.
Some folks don't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid.
That's true. If you don't know whether you have a family member that might qualify for Medicaid and you're not sure, you can always give me a call. If you have a question on the air, that phone number is 904-831-0600. We have all the lines open at the moment, so I will guarantee you that if you call right now, you will get on the air right away. No wait. And then if you're a little shy, you can always reach out to me off the air at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. Or you can go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and you can go to the online chat feature or go to the Contact Us page and find my name, Dan, and hit the email me link and just send me an email direct, and I'll be more than happy to reach back out to you privately. But again, if you want to call the show, ask your question on the air, that number is 904-831-0600. All the lines are open, so don't be shy. We'll get you on the air right away. So again, some pretty significant changes to Medicare. You're getting a 6.7% increase in what's going to come out of your check with that Part B premium. Then the government is going to say, well, hey, you get a cost of living increase of 1.6%. Is the number I saw earlier today. Of course, you have, for anybody who makes over a certain amount, there is what's known as IRMA, and that is for people who make over a certain dollar amount. They will pay more. It's for basically people that the government considers wealthy, and you will pay more on your Part B premiums and everything. So we're first segment's almost over here. It's already, I've got my little 2 minute
warning. A lot of information
warning.
Already though.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act a little bit. There are some changes here. I mean, we got about another month to get, well, a little bit more than a month to go for the Affordable Care Act for people to make changes to their plans. I'm going to talk to you about the premiums, what I've been seeing from a premium standpoint. Typically, you're seeing some premium increases, and I'm going to kind of explain why we're seeing those premium increases so that you have a better understanding of what's going on. And we'll talk about that. And we will talk about some other types of life insurance, whether it's life insurance mm-hmm. or an accident plan, or again, maybe some information on a Medicare Advantage plan. So we will just keep on going. Again, if you need to call the show, give us a call, 904-831-0600. All the lines are open, so I can promise you that AJ will get you on the air.
I'll do my best.
Right away without a wait.
All right. Well, so, hopefully no waiting.
That's right.
Unlike when you go to Social Security.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay. Moving right along. But the thing you should remember now is for Medicare, if you're in the Medicare program or about to be, you have until, what, December 7th to decide if you're going to change or enroll or whatever you're going to do, right?
Yeah. So right. If you're already on Medicare, you have till December 7th to make a decision as to what you want to change to, if you want to change anything at all.
Very good. All right. Okay. So Dan, the insurance man, will be back in a flash. And remember, that number to call is right here. It's 831-0600. Of course, area code 904.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
If you have a question for Dan, remember that line is open now, 904-831-0600, 831-0600. You can ask Dan any question about the topics he's talking about or any insurance topic. Dan?
Hey, thanks, AJ. All right, guys, we are back on the air, and AJ read the number off. So give us a call. We have full open lines, so we get you on the air right away. But if you're a little on the shy side and you want to reach out to me off the air, you can do that at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. That's 904-730-3900. Or you can go to the website healthinsurancethomas.com and go to the online to the little chat feature, the little chat window box in the lower right hand corner of the screen, and open up a chat session to ask your question there. Or you can go to the contact us page and find me, Dan, on the contact us and send me an email by clicking the little email me link. So we kind of went over some of those increases are for Medicare. And now let's kind of talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act, or what's also lovingly referred to as Obamacare. And let's talk about the health insurance premiums that I am seeing there. So the subsidy or tax credit is calculated on the second cheapest silver plan in a geographic area. So in this case, it would be, let's say, Duval County is the geographic area. And so what happens is the subsidy or the tax credit, it's calculated by that second cheapest silver plan. So what happens is let's say for 2019, Florida Blue had the second cheapest silver plan. So that subsidy was calculated on the cost of that second cheapest silver plan. So let's say that that the cost of that plan was $300 a month. Well, it means that if you're making, regardless of what your income is, the subsidy for that plan is calculated based on that $300 a month premium. So what happened here in 2020? What's happening here in 2020? Well, there's another company that came into Duval County. I'm not going to mention their name, but what they did was is they came in and they said, well, we want to be the cheapest plan in the area. So they came in and they said, well, we want that spot, that second cheapest silver plan spot. And they took it. How did they take it? They took it by making their plan less expensive than the plan that was in there for 2019, which belonged to Florida Blue. So what happened? The new company comes in lower. Instead of maybe charging $300 a month, they say, well, we're going to charge $200 a month. Well, now the subsidy that's being calculated for Duval County is not being calculated on a $300 a month premium. It's being calculated on a $200 a month premium. And so what happens to everybody else? Everybody else is going to pay more money because this company has lowered the subsidies or tax credits for everybody else in the county. What they're hoping is that you will buy their plan because it's got the lower premium. The problem with that is that the company does not have necessarily a strong network of hospitals and doctors that might be doing what you need to do. Maybe all your doctors are through the Mayo Clinic. Maybe all your doctors are through the Baptist Health System. Maybe they're through UF Health. Well, what happens is you lose your doctors if you go to this cheaper plan. Now, I can tell you that over the last few years, I have seen two other companies come into Duval County to sell their insurance. They've all come in as the cheapest plan to take that spot. They hold it for approximately 1 year. And then the first company that did it, they came in and had to do a 75% rate increase in Duval County alone because they had underpriced their plans so dramatically that they were losing money, and that to not go into receivership and basically go out of business, they had to increase their rates to bring more money into their bank accounts to be able to pay the claims that they were having to. The second company that did that came in, and again they said, "Well, we want the second cheapest silver plan spot." They came in, they did the same thing, and at the end of the year when they were moving into their second year, they had to give up that spot. Why? Because again, they came in, they were charging too low of a premium, their claims were too high. The state of Florida said, "Hey, you're either going to go out of business or you're going to increase your rates, and if you plan to sell your plans this year, you're going to increase your rates." I think it was in Duval County, it was 40%, but there were other counties in the state that had, you know, 75, 80, 60% rate increases because of these pricing strategies, but really don't work. So what's happening is these health insurance companies, they come into the market, they think, hey, we're going to make a big bang. We're going to come in, we're going to capture market share. We're going to charge this low premium. And then comes year two, and in year two, they've lost their shirt, and the only way that they can stay in business and or the state will allow them to sell insurance the second year is to increase their premiums by double digits, if not triple digits, depending on the county. So you say, well, what do we do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You kind of batten down the hatches. You weather this. It's only for 1 year. Next year, your premiums are going to stabilize, and they're probably going to come down some because everybody else is going to be even higher than before. So that's kind of what happens. I know it's a little bit confusing. So if you have any questions, you need some clarification, give us a call on the air, 904-831-0600. And AJ will get you on the air to ask your question, or you can reach out to me off the air, 904-730-3900. And, you know, you've got till December 15th to make any changes to your health insurance plan for the Affordable Care Act. So don't kind of sit and wait for the last minute. It can get very stressful. And I can tell you every year, people procrastinate. They wait till the last minute. They are calling me at 11 o'clock at night on December 15th saying, can you please, I need to make a change for my health insurance. I need to update my information. I need to change my plans, or I need to enroll. I haven't enrolled yet for the new year. And what's happening is, you know, it takes about 40 minutes to do a brand new enrollment. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes to do a re-enrollment. So if you've already got a healthcare.gov or healthcare.gov application out there, takes about 20 to 30 minutes to review the information and update all of it. And then if you're brand new, it's maybe about 45 minutes, 1 hour tops.
Wow.
So you got to think, you know, if you're calling at 11 o'clock at night, you may or may not get your health insurance because I may or may not be able to answer the phone and help you. Because I might be on the phone with somebody else. If I'm not, I'm answering the phone to help you. But if I'm on the phone with somebody else, you may not be able to get a plan before that deadline hits.
Only one at a time.
That's right.
And if somebody else is ahead of you, could be out of luck. S-O-L.
I have had years where I've had a waiting room of people at 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30. They're waiting for their turn to get in and see me. To get an application submitted so that they can get their health insurance. So don't wait to the last minute. You don't need to. Call me, set up an appointment, and I can go through the information and we can get everything done, and then you can sleep peacefully at night. And it's easy peasy. Just don't wait till the last minute. When you wait till the last minute, that's
when
they're
all pressure on everybody then.
That's where the stress hits. The stress hits when you're trying to get it done at the last minute.
Dan is a great insurance agent, but he is does not have procrastination insurance.
Right. There is no, you know, I wish I did.
Maybe. That'd be something.
I could make a killing on that.
Man, I didn't even think of that.
I could make, yeah, that would be it. That's a great idea. I don't know if I could get the state of Florida to buy into procrastination insurance.
Well, maybe Medicare. Or Social Security might have. they didn't reveal the percentage increase in the Part B. Just recently?
Just recently, just the other day.
Wow.
I mean, what? Today's
right in the
Tuesday.
Right in the middle of enrollment.
Today's Tuesday. I think they released it on Monday, yesterday.
Wow.
So, look at that music. That means we're going into the.
Into our news break. That's right. We're at the bottom of the half hour.
We're already at the halfway point. Look at that. The time just flies. So, again, give us a call, 831-904-831-0600 to get your question on the air. And then give me a call, 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates. Or you can go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com. Or go to the and either go to the contact us page, or go to the chat feature, and ask your question through the chat feature. And how much time do we have left, AJ? Seconds.
All right.
How much time do we have left?
Right now we got about 3 seconds.
Oh.
We'll see you in a couple.
Talk radio,
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court's conservative majority seemed ready Tuesday to allow the Trump administration to abolish the seven-year-old Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. The Supreme Court also said Tuesday that a survivor and relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting can pursue their lawsuit against the maker of the rifle that was used to kill 26 people. The justices rejected an appeal from Remington Arms, which argued it should be shielded by a 2005 federal law preventing most lawsuits against firearms manufacturers when their products are used in crimes. The case is being watched by gun control advocates, Second Amendment rights supporters, and gun manufacturers across the country. On Wall Street, the Dow unchanged, the NASDAQ rose 22, the S&P advanced 5, oil down 6 cents to $56.81 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. The mother of a missing Jacksonville girl is now a person of interest. Sheriff Mike Williams made the announcement yesterday discussing the disappearance of 5-year-old Taylor Rose Williams. The girl went missing last week and her mom, Brianna Williams, stopped cooperating with police 2 days ago. Meanwhile, members of the JFRD's Urban Search and Rescue Team and JSO homicide detectives have traveled to Alabama to search for clues in the girl's disappearance. A Volusia County man is dead after being shot by his father. Sheriff Mike Chitwood said that the deputies responded to a home late yesterday afternoon regarding a dispute between a 32-year-old man and his son over the use of a vehicle.
The reason why the parents had said that was he was arrested last night in Daytona Beach Shores in possession of narcotics. And they were afraid that he was under the influence and he would take the car out and there would be a problem.
Deputies found the son dead and the father was taken to police headquarters. That's Jacksonville.radio. News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays because of an accident on I-95 at the southbound ramp to Lem Turner Road. Also an accident I-95 southbound before Emerson Street. Another crash on the east beltway 295 at the northbound ramp to Heckscher Drive. And there's another crash on the west beltway 295 at the southbound ramp from Normandy Boulevard. Cloudy tonight, expect a low 53. Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler. High 56.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
It's the second half of the show already on this Tuesday afternoon, and Dan the Insurance Man is live and direct here in the studio in Jacksonville at 904-831-0600. And Dan, we have Steve on the line. He's got a timely question here about healthcare sharing plans.
Sure, go right ahead.
Hi, Dan. I've got, for my sons who are 26 and 27 years old and no longer on my plan, I purchased a health sharing plan for them. Now, it carries like a $10,000 deductible, so I like it for the catastrophic end of it. But I'm wondering, you know, with the health care dollars I'm spending, it's one of them's $80, one of them's $90 a month. Is that a lot for a $10,000 deductible plan?
Well, here's my question. How old are your sons again?
26 and 27. Actually, 27 and 28 now.
I take it they work?
One works and one is in grad school, should be graduating at the end of this year.
So the one who's in grad school, he's probably working part-time, I'm taking it?
No, he's not working at all. He can't. I mean, it's a pretty intense grad school program. And once he gets out, he'll be on his own. He'll be fine. The other one works at a zoo making, I don't know, $10, $11 an hour. And they do not offer, even though he's full-time, they're not offering him an insurance plan.
So he might actually, based on his income, $10-$11 an hour, he's making, you know, somewhere between $20,000 and $23,000 a year. He can qualify for a pretty sweet plan, like a zero deductible with relatively low copays through the Affordable Care Act.
I tried that and wasn't able to get through. I couldn't get him registered for Medicaid, even though he's below the poverty line, simply because he doesn't have any children. And
he wouldn't be on Medicaid. He could get a plan. He works. I mean, he's not going to get approved for Medicaid just because he works.
Okay.
He's making, you know, $20,000-$23,000 a year, but that income will qualify him through the Affordable Care Act. He'd probably pay right a little less than what he's paying now for the health insurance, and instead of a $10,000 deductible, he'd qualify for a plan that could be a zero deductible.
Okay, how do I get started with that?
reach out to me. 904-730-3900, and hold on a moment. AJ will put you back on hold, and he'll pick up, and he'll make sure he writes your number down to give to me, and I can also reach out to you tomorrow morning.
Perfect. And then for my son who's in grad school, now he doesn't work, but would he be eligible for a better deal with the Affordable Care Act also, or not really?
No, because he's not really showing any income. You're probably better off with it could be because he could be getting a stipend through the grad program.
He's not.
Okay. So I'd have to ask you some more questions regarding your older son, but he might be best staying on the SHARE program for right now. But like I said, Once I have a little bit more in-depth conversation with you and can ask you some more personal questions that I wouldn't ask on the air, I might be able to revise that answer.
Okay, sounds great. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
All right, and AJ, if you can get Steve's number for me, that would be great.
All right, I will do so. If Steve will hang on the line, please hang on the line, Steve, so I can get the caller ID from you. And also, we have looks like we have Ina on the line. She has a Medicare question that's involved with her family, so let's get Ina on the line. Hello.
Hi, Ina.
Hello. Hi. I am so glad to talk to you because I was driving from work to home, and I have this in my mind about how much money we have to pay only for 3 months for Medicare for my mother. And we had to pay $1,800 approximately, and it's because she had to pay per A and per B, I guess.
Oh, yes, because she doesn't have enough quarters to cover.
Yes, and really it's a surprise because we moved from Seattle to here, and I never see such an amount of money. And I don't know what can I do to improve the situation.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think you said you were living in Seattle, Washington.
I was.
Yeah. All right.
Now,
so
we are in Jacksonville, San Agustin.
Yeah. So Seattle, so Washington State, I know expanded their Medicaid program when the Affordable Care Act law was started. They expanded their Medicaid program. So your mother was probably qualifying for Medicaid in Washington State. Now, that doesn't mean that she doesn't qualify for Medicaid in Florida. It just means that there are some additional questions that need to be answered. What I would recommend, do you have some pen and paper?
Yes.
If you would give me a call tomorrow at 904-730-3900. And we can go over it. We can set an appointment, and I can see if we can't get your mom approved for Medicaid. I'll have to ask you some additional questions that I don't want to, that are personal in nature, and I don't want to ask those on the air. And then if you stay on the phone, AJ will get back on the phone with you, and he will get your phone number so that I can also try to reach out to you tomorrow. As well.
Perfect. It could be from 11:30 to noon.
I'll
reach me because I am working.
Yes.
And I have to work a lot to just to pay all this bill.
don't worry about a thing. We'll make I'll connect with you, and we'll set an appointment that's convenient for you and your mom.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, Ina, thank you. And hang on the line. I'll get that information. Okay, Dan.
All right. So you know what? So two questions that were very relevant. If you have a family member and you're thinking to yourself, you know, gosh, they're paying so much. I don't believe that. How come they can't get any additional help? Sometimes they can. There's all sorts of programs that are available for retirees to help pay for costs. Most of them are income-based, but not necessarily all of them. Even if you don't qualify for Medicaid, Social Security has a program called Extra Help that will help you reduce the cost of your prescription drug medications. If you qualify for that extra help, the maximum you can pay for a prescription drug is $8.95. So it really limits the cost that you would pay out for medications. You don't have to be below the poverty level. It is an income-based program, and I'm happy to help to get somebody qualified with that. So again, you know, maybe you have, like our caller Steve, maybe you have a son or a daughter and you're paying for these high deductible plans. Well, but that's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a high deductible plan, but to be honest, there's a lot better out there. And it depends on the situation. So again, don't think that there's not a better or a more affordable solution out there, and don't make the inquiry. I helped a client on Monday, on Veterans Day, and she asked me if her supervisor called. And you know what? I'm gonna see if I can get through this story here during the music, but if not, I'll pick it up. So anyway, she told her supervisor to call me. Her supervisor said, well, I can't afford the insurance, never called me, and then went into the hospital and had tens of thousands of dollars in medical expenses. And the truth is, could I have helped her supervisor? I don't know, but I guarantee you that I probably could have found her an affordable plan. So I don't want you to think, don't keep the hurdle that you have to get through is to call and ask for help, because there's an affordable plan out there for you or your family member. Just reach out.
Sounds great. Dan, the insurance man. One more segment coming up. He's got more answers to your questions. It's Dan Dan, the Insurance Man on WBOB.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly, it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them. And that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Talk Radio WBOB.
Dan, Dan the Insurance Man, indeed. He's here in the studio, and he's still prepared to answer your questions. We still have time between now and just about 6 o'clock, so let's get back to Dan.
Hey, thanks, AJ. So, gosh, you know, these the profit center timeouts, they come and go very quick now. Mm-hmm. They used to be longer.
Okay.
So, but it just seems to me they used to be longer.
What, you mean our breaks in the show?
Yeah.
It might be because you're on the cell phone.
Oh, it could be.
Oh, I didn't say that.
All right. So we are back on the air, Jacksonville, and I'm going to talk to you about insurance some more. Again, give us a call. Again, we have all our lines open again. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. If you want, you can call me off the air for a private conversation, 904-730-3900, or go to the website healthinsurancethomas.com and use the online chat feature, or go to the contact us page and look for Dan and send me an and just click the email me link and send me an email, and I'll reach out to you that way as well. So I'm going to kind of touch a little bit more on what I was talking about before we took our break there. And I want to just say that the biggest hurdle that you are going to have is thinking that something is unaffordable and not realizing how affordable it can be. I wish I had videos of how many people I have helped that have told me, I did not realize that my insurance would be this affordable. I thought that it was, I wasn't going to be able to afford anything. And it turns out that they are surprised about the premium once we sit down and talk about it, and I give them a quote. So that's the takeaway that I want you to leave with, is that I don't want you to be afraid to call and get a quote. It's no obligation. I'm not going to hit you over the head with a baseball bat and make you buy something that you don't want to buy. But I do want you to leave with a quote so that you know exactly what it's going to cost and if it's going to be affordable for your budget. And I will be surprised if I don't have something that's going to be affordable and meet your needs for the upcoming year, whether it's for you, whether it's for a family member, whether it's for your entire family. There are affordable solutions out there. So, don't hesitate. Call me and share with me what you're trying to get accomplished, and I will find you an affordable plan. Now, whether that's life insurance, health insurance, Medicare insurance, any type of insurance, car, your home, boat, motorcycle, I don't care what it is. Everything I do is to help you, my listening audience, and the people of Jacksonville, and really the people of the state of Florida. And so if you need a quote, call me for a quote. I'm not going to promise you that I'm going to save you money. What I am going to promise you is that the quote I give you is going to be for the proper amount of insurance that you need. Now, maybe it's going to save you money. Maybe it's going to be the same amount of money that you pay for, that you're paying now, but the coverage amounts are going to be the appropriate amounts that you need. What I will promise you is that if I'm not able to help you, if you really have the right amount of insurance that you need and you're getting it for a better price than I can provide you, that's what you're going to hear from my mouth. You're going to hear me say, you need to stay where you're at. Don't make a change. Because that's what's important to me, that I bring to my profession honesty and integrity and truthful answers to the people that are sitting across from me. And to be honest, I want you to be sitting across from me. I want you to share me with all your neighbors, the people that you know at church, the people that you know through any volunteer organizations that you're with. I can help anybody with any problem that they have regarding insurance. I can even help people who are wondering what they're going to do about their dog or cat, because I can even put pet insurance that covers a veterinary bill if that's something that somebody is concerned about.
And some of those veterinary bills can be rather steep.
Yes, they can be. You don't get, I'll be honest, and I was talking to somebody the other day, you can't get out of a vet now without paying $200.
Mm-mm-mm.
You just can't. There are no, I mean, I don't know of any veterinarians that you can take a pet to for the rabies shot, an annual checkup, whatever the case might be. It always costs me $200. And I've got two dogs, so that means that I'm paying $400 when I take them to the vet, because it's always $200 a piece.
And we want they're part of our family. You want them to be healthy.
That's right.
So that
you
coverage
do.
Certainly does make sense. Some of us don't think about that.
That's absolutely right. And I can tell you right now that the average cost for for pet insurance for a dog is about $40 or $50 a month. Mm-hmm. And if you have a cat, it's about $20 to $30 a month, just depending on how many bells and whistles you want on the plan and how much of you want to cover a veterinary bill from a catastrophic standpoint.
Well, that's a great point, and because we obviously have deep relations with our pets because they are part of our extended family. And another thing that I just want to bring back that you said, which I think really sunk into my brain, was the fact that now Dan might not be able to save you money on a quote, but he might be able to balance your insurance coverage better for you at that amount. So. Than what you're paying now. Is that what you were saying earlier?
Yeah. So there's many times that somebody comes in and they need insurance, and they are with some other company and they're at like the state minimum, $10,000, $20,000, for bodily injury and $10,000 property for property damage. And they're paying $700, $800 a month, maybe $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Or $1,000 every 6 months or something like that.
Okay. That's six months every six months.
So so I misquoted. Don't pay attention to that monthly figure. That was for a six month policy. Right. So it could be $700, $800, maybe $1,000. And I can turn around and sometimes I can save a person money, but I will say this, that it's very rare that I can't give somebody a better policy and they're going to pay the same amount that they are already paying, but they're getting more coverage for their dollars. So, you can go from $10,000, $10,020 state minimum. And, I can give you five times more coverage and put you at $5,100, a much better plan for an auto insurance policy. And you're going to be paying right about the same amount of money.
Right. And your coverage is increased and you're protected more completely.
Yes. You're protected more completely. You've protected the other person in case you're the at fault, if you're the at fault driver. Mm-hmm. And if you're not the at fault driver, you've got the proper amount of uninsured motorists to make sure that you're protected as well.
Right, because we know that is a problem in Florida and nationwide.
Right, and it's been a while since I mentioned this, but in the state of Florida is the number one state in the nation for uninsured motorists. Mm-mm-mm. That percentage is right around 26%. So that means when you're at a stoplight in the city of in anywhere in the state of Florida, when you're stopped at a red light or a stop sign, look around you and look at how many cars there are. And then because one out of four is driving either with no insurance or state minimum insurance and isn't going to be able to fix your car or any of the or all of the damages that they might cause in an accident.
And those might be the ones that are driving a little more, let's put it impolitely.
That's right. And
more aggressively.
And I don't want you to be one of those people that has state minimum coverage and you're not able to fix the other guy if you're at fault for the accident. So, I don't want you to be one of those underinsured people. I want you to have proper coverage that protects you, your family, and the other driver as well, just like they should be protecting you. So we got 1 minute. That's it. We're at the last minute of the show. Right, AJ?
This is correct. Yeah, we're now at 50 seconds. No.
So I'm not going to give out the number for you to call. But you know what? We can. If somebody calls and we're quick, we can still get you on the air. So if you have a question, 904-831-0600.
Or put that in your memory bank.
Yep, and you can give us a call because we still have a little bit of time. And if you want to reach me off the air, 904-730-3900. And then you can also go to healthinsurancethomas.com, either go to the online chat feature or go to the Contact Us page, find Dan, and send me an email with the Contact Me link.
All right, sounds great. Great show, great information, great callers today. We'll see you in about a week, Dan.